trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hey, Jay Harris, Chris Canfield, The Hub Show. We are back, and we have this kind of house. Big project going on. Eb Williams, what's going on?
Glad to be here, guys. Thank you for
having me. Yeah, and with us as well is Jameer King.
Always good to be
our
back.
Our sports guy here for the Hub Show.
Always good to be back.
Couldn't do it without you, man, honestly.
Right. Yeah, I know nothing about what we're about to talk about.
Ball's orange, and it goes in the net. No, yeah. All good. But you know what? You have quite a history with basketball, and I want to, before we get into the big project, Eb Williams, skill development training is your business.
Yes.
Explain. Elevator pitch. Go for it.
Elevator pitch. We are a private, well, we are an elite basketball training company. We service private group camps, clinics.
Right.
The whole nine. Yeah. I'm intern in basketball training. We work with kids ages 6 to professional athletes.
Wow.
And we service West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Montgomery County, Frederick County.
Oh. Professional athletes, can you drop some names?
Mainly overseas basketball player, my husband being one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do train my husband, which is pretty cool.
I know you do, Eb.
I do.
More ways than one.
Well, it's funny, I've seen a few of their training sessions, and it's very few words, but very, very definitive. You know, it's not a lot of talk.
No.
not a lot of talk.
People don't know we're married.
Yes.
Because you're shooting hoops against each other all the time?
No, I'm intense. I'm here to do a job.
Oh.
Yeah. What entails basketball training? Is it like a football training camp sort of?
How hardcore are you, Eb?
Yeah.
What do you make people do?
I'm pretty intense. I'm very passionate, and I love the game so much, and I just want people to respect it.
Okay.
Especially professional athletes.
You got them running laps.
No, we kind of it's stuff, a lot of repetition.
Yeah,
it's a lot of repetition. That's the only way you improve.
Well, here's the deal. So, look who wants to train for basketball. She did mention that. Tiffany wants to shoot some hoops, kind of keep the theme of the show going, the theme of this segment.
Yeah,
let's go.
And they got the intern doing it. Oh, look at that. She's knocking over my banner
stand. Knocking over the banner stand. Knocking down the stand. That's crazy.
You got to dunk it, Tiff.
Here we are. Hub Show. Yeah, awesome.
Oh, great.
Like the Globetrotters, but different. Anyway.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Eb, so I've seen in the past couple of years your business has really grown.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
I think I'm authentic. I have a resume as well. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and I've been through everything that everyone's trying to go through.
Now, I've known about you. I've heard about you. But I got to know your story a bit at the Boys and Girls Club dinner thing there.
Right.
And I listened to you. And you're born and raised here in Hagerstown.
Right.
So you're a homegirl from here.
Yeah, I'm a hometown kid. I got here. I mean, I've always had family here my whole life. But my mother married into the military.
Right.
Which caused me to move around a little bit.
Gotcha.
Pretty much set up shop here when I was about 9 years old.
Right.
Started going to elementary school here, fourth grade.
Right.
Went to middle school here, and then I went to high school in Virginia.
Okay.
That's why there's sort of a disconnect, because I didn't go to high school here in Hagerstown.
Right. Totally understand.
Went to high school in Virginia.
Right.
And made a name for myself in sport.
You went to college where?
I went to college, Seton Hall University.
Played
in the Big East Conference against the best. It's the best conference in the world.
And Jameer, what's her background as far as like how far she get there on the collegiate level? What's the deal? You know better than we do.
No, I
not really.
I follow up on Eb.
And
our paths have crossed recently, so
yeah.
You're learning like we are.
Well, I would like to think I know a little more, but I've have an opportunity to see her train.
Okay.
An opportunity to see her mentor the youth in the community, which is very, and I think she nailed it. It's very
which
authentic.
Which is going to lead to the next conversation,
it's very authentic. It's very real, very matter of fact, and if you don't have thick enough skin, and it's all age appropriate, if you don't have the thick enough skin, then you're not going to like what she brings to the table. But it is
seeing
very
her in action, huh?
It's very, it's you know, we never stop learning from each other. So from me, when I come out and watch Eb train, it's a lot of things I take back to some of my
practices. Yeah, you learn from her, huh?
No, without a doubt. And I think that she would say she's people that she mentors from, and Now, we don't really reinvent the wheel, but you know, we take things from other parts and we bring them to our training that's applicable. But
whatever, to make it better, right?
She toughens you up because you're just a big teddy bear.
Well, I mean, I don't listen. I wouldn't. I love the game and I love coaching.
Yeah,
but Eb's right. It's not. She doesn't do it for the money. No. She would rather. I've seen her
really?
Tell athletes to go home. You don't want to be here tonight. I'm not going to take your money. I've seen that firsthand.
She doesn't play, huh?
She doesn't. It's not about.
I like that.
Right. It's not about the dollar aspect. What? Of it.
I didn't start this business because I wanted to be in business. I started because someone asked me to work with their kid. Right. Then it turned into one kid, and then five kids, and 10. 20.
Now how many?
I don't know. I've seen about 100, over 100 kids in a week.
How long have you been doing the programs? How long have you been doing the business?
Started in 2017, making it legit in 2017. Yeah. But I've been doing it for 10-plus years.
Okay. But you also got to think, she's added staff.
Yeah.
Right.
She now has a staff.
She's growing the business.
She's growing the business, which makes it. And when you're growing the business and you can say, you don't want to be here, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, but she also filters them out. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So she could probably have 200, 300 people.
If she was to be like that, I understand. You want your students to be dedicated, right?
Yes, I cap everything. If you're not committed or to improving, so my slogan is get better.
And at least you don't waste your time,
Beth. Right. My slogan is get better. And if you're not willing to improve wherever you are, if you're 8 and you want to, you know, shoot better, then
let's do it.
You need to have a level of commitment to that.
And a good attitude about
it. And I know everyone's not going to make it to the next level. I know everyone's not going to be professional. Like, I get that.
Okay.
But if you say you want something or you say you want to go, you reach, then I have to make you accountable to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to your big project. Now, you have just started the Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League here in Hagerstown at Wheaton Park. Give us a bit of the history here.
All right, so I just took ownership of it in 2017 as well. The Big league is actually, yeah, I know, right? The league is actually, there's a long story about 2017. But anywho, I was sleeping on my sister's couch in 2017. So, anywho, the league has been around for 56 years. This year is the 56th year. It's called Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League after Mrs. Ruth, who was a pillar in the community.
Gotcha.
The whole entire community. But she took it over, I want to say, I don't know, like 70, maybe in the 70s.
Right.
And she ran it the whole time, even as a kid. Yeah. So the Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League is where I first played my very first organized basketball game at 9 years old.
At Wheaton Park.
At Wheaton Park when I came here. So full circle came about when I moved back here in 2017. I visited the league. Mm-hmm. Saw that, you know, it wasn't the way it used to be when I was 9 years
old.
Being
nice, right?
Yes. It wasn't the way it used to be. Yeah. It used to be the place to be on a Sunday.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
So I was kind of upset. I felt some type of way, and Miss Ruth passed away. So I just felt like it was my duty to step up. I was the right person, and no one else did it either.
Why do you think no one else did it?
I don't. It's big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
Ms.
ran
Ruth
it for so
is,
long, right?
Miss Ruth has a primary school named after her. I mean, that's
time's coming.
Right.
chill.
We'll name
chill.
The studio after you.
Chill.
Yeah, Williams podcast studio.
Chill.
Right.
No, but yeah, it's big shoes to fill. But I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of work, and some people do shy away from that. Okay. I thrive in hardworking environments. Like,
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm tired right now, but I thrive in this kind of environment.
This past Sunday. Which by the time this airs will be this past Sunday, but yesterday,
right?
July 14th, you kicked off the Summer League at Wheaton Park. And I got to go over here, as you're seeing all this footage we're showing you here.
Yeah.
I got to see what goes on. You're a one busy cat. I just said hi to you and bye to you. That's all I wanted to do because you were going from one place to another. But it was jamming.
Yeah.
You had the DJ over there playing, but you had both courts full.
Yeah.
You had different ages playing out there. A lot of people. It's the way you want it? Is yes, the way you remember it? Absolutely. The way it should be, right?
Yes. I mean, it's a little bigger than what it was. Mm-hmm. We have 24 teams now. Yeah,
24 different teams.
Over 240 kids, 24 volunteer coaches.
And you said the age group is from 8 to 18?
8 to 18.
Yeah, I saw 8-year-olds yesterday playing on one court, and the 18-year-olds were on the other court.
And those are the most dedicated ones, to be honest with you. Like, they can't wait. Like, I have a little kid yesterday when we were setting up. I get to the park about 11, 12 o'clock.
Sure.
First game's at 3. And he came and was like, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited. He was like, this is his first time playing as well. So I just looked at him and I saw myself.
Because you're rejuvenating the park and the program. Yeah. Your little shot in the arm this place needs, right? Yeah. Yeah. These kids didn't have that a year ago.
So how was the city and the community taking to what you're doing? The response.
I mean, everyone's loving it. The city actually granted us about $33,000 to renovate the park. So we'll get...
It's in the works?
Yes, it's in the works. It'll actually happen in the middle of this month. They'll start. We get new pole systems, backboards, coating was on the courts.
Okay.
And we also have an artist coming through to paint a mural. Nice. Awesome. So it's going to look so nice. I'm so excited. Like, I can't wait.
Me either.
It's a footprint. It's not about what Ebb does, but it's also about a footprint that you can.
Yes.
It's left behind.
Yeah, giving back to the community.
Giving back, but it's also when they'll say in 2019, this is when this happened.
Right.
This is when this took place, and that's a footprint that you want to leave behind.
It really is. I didn't think of it like that, to be honest with you, until recently. But the league has rich history. Something that's 56 years old.
No kidding.
If there's if we're talking about the best basketball players ever come out of this area, they've all played there.
And there's a lot of talent in this community.
Yes.
There's a lot of talent that's not, for lack of a better word, tapped into. But there's a lot of talent.
But you speak on that. So in my case, I had to go away to get,
to appreciate
exposure and
appreciate the work that needs to be done, right?
Yeah,
to see what other people are doing out there.
Of course. And had I not left, I don't know if the same things would have been happening, but I'm just trying to bring my experiences out there, that I've gained through the world and whatever I've done back to the kids.
You said 24 different teams in the league?
Yes.
They're all corporate sponsored in a way. There's a sponsor, right?
Yes. So local businesses, we ask them to sponsor a team. So if we have 24 teams, we're looking for 24 businesses.
Yeah. Jay, did you sponsor a team?
I'm in the process.
My man.
Working on it.
Yeah, we actually named two teams after Jay. So
what about
the Hub Show actually has a team.
See?
Yes. What about Kelgard?
Kelgard has a team as well.
Kelgard has a team.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Getting everybody, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You got to get Antietam to get you a team.
For sure. I mean, it's... In terms of business,
they may be a little lackadaisical, but
In terms of business, yesterday I think we touched a minimum of 600 people.
600 people.
It was about 600 people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people out there
yesterday. Right. At one time, you might see 300 to 400, but our games are from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And so I heard you have vendors coming out now, and you have
there's a food truck,
trucks, and ice cream trucks, and
it's just getting started though.
Because the league is free.
It's free.
It costs nothing.
It costs nothing. So you're truly saying only thing you want is, not you don't want anything, but just the organization aspect of it to keep it running is so time consuming.
So as a summer league that just started, when does it end technically? It doesn't really even get cool around here until October, if you're lucky. So what's up?
September 1st is the very last day. That's the grand closing. It's 8 weeks.
But the park will still be open, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean,
you can do a fall league?
Yeah. So many people.
Thinking about it. They've already asked you.
So many people have been asking for fall leagues, adult leagues, and I'm just like, my business actually is taking a hit because of it.
What you did.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I know. You knocked the milk over. Now you got to clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone wants a piece of this.
But it's a good spill, though. I mean, it's a good spill to the point. Yeah. And being in the community and seeing the social media of it yesterday, I mean, it's just like every time you tapped on, whether it be Facebook or Instagram, somebody...
You were plugging away today.
That's my neighborhood. But even
people outside of just you were plugging, there were pictures and there was videos and teams. Yeah. And so the community seemed to be responding very well to...
It's just getting started.
It's a great community event. I mean, my thing is, I say it's the best thing this area has, to be honest with you.
Right.
Well, from what I saw yesterday, it was jammed. I went over to take some pictures and the footage, and, I couldn't stand in one place with so much stuff going on over there.
And the park getting cleaned up is just that's a real good...
That was a project, wasn't it?
It's ongoing. I mean, I've been working on that. I've been trying initially that I was going to try to raise the money myself. And then the city stepped in and said, hey, you know,
that's cool.
We want to help. So,
yeah. And even when the season's not running, right, people are going to be appreciating
it. Of course.
It.
Absolutely.
That footprint. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's major. It's important. It's very important.
I mean, you got to get some roller hockey going on out there in the meantime or something. Yeah. Some hardcore. Right.
You're a hockey fan.
I mean, it's a big park, though. It's a huge park.
It's got two courts already. I'm messing it up.
It's a huge court, though.
If you ever have a horse competition, I'm in.
He's in for it. I'm in. Game of horse.
Yeah. Oh, game of horse.
Horseshoe.
No, not horseback rider.
Horseshoe.
A horseshoe?
Yeah, we have a horseshoe pit over there.
Oh, I can't.
So all of them are playing basketball. Chris is going to be over there going,
I mean, but they I was a kid, that's what the older guys used to do. They used to play horseshoes over there.
Oh yeah,
seriously.
I did. I used to play horseshoes like every Thursday.
Cornhole is the new thing, though, right? Cornhole.
Yeah. He's big on that. And beer pong. Yeah, he's on that.
Anything where you just throw.
You're not doing beer pong at the park, are you?
Anything where I don't have to run. I'm okay as long as I don't have to run.
Yeah.
Horseshoes. For the kids.
He's a champ. Well. Yeah.
So this is like basically. You have the belt.
He's got the belt. The belt. Yeah, it's the laziest champion in the world sitting there next
to
me.
That's right.
Right.
So it's like a coming out party for some of the athletes. It's an opportunity
it
to
is.
Kind of showcase your
did
talents
you see some,
as they look.
Did you notice? I mean, you were busy as hell yesterday, but did you notice some diamonds in the rough out there?
Always.
Your eyes
every
were
year.
Open, huh?
Every year. I mean, someone discovered me from the park.
I know. So I'm saying yesterday, all those games went on. Were you kind of keeping your eye open?
Of course. I keep my ears as
you don't know all those kids that were out there, but you were watching the gameplay, right?
I mean, most of the kids I do know. I'd say 95% of the kids.
They know you.
95%. There's kids that I don't know, but I'm getting to know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what it's
beautiful
all about.
Beautiful thing, man. Community, right? All that good stuff.
I love it.
Basketball.
I love
it. All right. Jamiri, you going to be out there for these games? Were you out there?
I am. I was not out there yesterday. I was out of town. But, I'm definitely going to visit from a different perspective. I think
the Hub Show needs to come out there.
Of course.
Be cool.
Maybe we can get a hold of this artist before he gets out there and get our logo put on the court.
Yeah.
Me and Jay was talking about doing something
court.
Live.
Yeah,
live.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, live at Wheaton Park or,
Yeah, we'll get it together.
We'll get it together for sure.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I mean, there's some kids out there that are interested in being in communication, so I think that's a great opportunity for them.
Can't do it without you, though, Jamir.
I'm there. I'm committing right now.
I know
to
the game of basketball, but I just can't call it you do, man.
I would definitely, I'm definitely there. We'll set up a time and date. I think we should do a couple sessions out there.
Absolutely.
And just kind of be in the community. We're all about that. But
that'd be cool.
We'll be out there on September 8th. Oh, we're late. There's nobody out here.
Right?
We'll make sure that we're all out there before.
I have a date in mind, so I'll talk to you about it when we get out the air.
We're going to lock in 2 days.
It'll be cool. Yeah. I'm telling you, the kids will just soak it up. Like, on my way here, I was actually a little late because I ran into a kid walking. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop. Ran into a kid walking? Don't say that. I ran into a kid walking that plays in the summer league, and he was too far away from his home.
And you
I'm
said,
like, what are you doing?
You said, what are you doing walking? You should be running.
No.
Yeah. It's only 93 degrees outside. Go.
No, I had to drop him off. He lives around the Wheaton Park area, so I had to get someone to take him home. I was like, you're too far away. So,
awesome.
But a kid like that, he would see this and just go crazy.
We will too.
Yeah, I mean, we do.
We do.
That would be sure. Cool.
Eb Williams. Awesome to have you here. And we're going to have you back on the Hub Show. We have the podcast version, the recorded version. We'll get you back on, but we will be out there at Wheaton Park. The Hub Show will show our face. All right?
Party Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Party Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Party Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Party Pet, where we love your pets, too.
All right, so here we are, Wheaton Park. Jay Heiss, Charmin Grissett. What happened? Break a chair? Yeah, Money Stacks is in the house.
In the building, y'all.
Yeah, you are.
Round of applause for me.
Round of applause. Yeah, we'll do that. We can do that. There we go. Money Stacks is in the house.
How long y'all been out here?
I've been out here all day. We just really started recording literally like 5 minutes ago, so it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah. Money's live. Yeah, we're live. I got Facebook live. I got the camera facing the court so they can see what we're seeing. I don't think they want to see us, but it is what it is.
Right. They don't need to see us.
Wheaton Park. Money Stacks is here. Charming Gossett.
What's the name of the teams?
You know what? She didn't give me the roster. I got colors, though. Green and purple. Let me
green
go. I'm going to find out.
A yellow and a gray.
Yeah, I know Hub Show's got a yellow team. I think they're on the other court over there.
Who is this to my right?
So you're right. This is Charmin Grissett. Charmin Grissett. Yeah. She's one of the hosts of the Hub Show.
Nice to meet you.
And over there is our cameraman whenever we have cameras. That's Richie Jones.
Okay. Filmmaker. He got a day off today.
Kind of. Well, we got a camera that he can go take some pictures and do shit.
Not very organized today.
He got a day off.
Nice tent, though, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, right?
This is a Hub tent? Hub Show tent?
This is us, baby.
This is the Venue Media tent.
Okay.
It's the umbrella company.
Venue Media.
That's me. Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Just pulled the rabbit out the hat on me.
I try. Oh, you
Venue
know.
Venue Media.
Well, that's my name on the tax record, so. Okay. You know what I mean?
Tax time,
that's my name. That's what the IRS goes after.
Right.
I saw that big check that you got.
Yeah, they sent me a dollar.
Sent you a whole
fucking dollar. Check costs more than a dollar just to print.
Right?
And put in an envelope and send to me, man.
Are you going to cash it or are you going to frame it?
I'm going to frame it. And New Media's first dollar.
Back from the government.
Big brothers. Right. The Alphabet Boys.
Card?
Do I have a card?
The Alphabet
Boys.
The
card?
Money,
is that the card not in there? Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
No card, no
look
nothing.
Look at me. Doesn't work without it. You know what it is? Is that home?
Is my card still in your bag?
I thought I gave it to you, did I not?
Yeah.
I
mean, we got a female on the court.
Hey, we do have a female now.
No, she wasn't there before.
Charmin says no.
Right there.
Yeah. No, she wasn't. I don't think she was there before.
And she's tall.
She is. Then now we got. She wasn't there before.
I haven't seen
it. You look up and there's a female on
number
the court.
Number three.
Besides the referee.
There. Yep, number three.
Number three. Let's see what she going to do. She an all-star.
Hey, dude. Yeah. Little baggies.
Little bag of cards.
Bag of memory
look
cards.
Like an illegal. Something illegal.
I know,
no,
right?
Cops in here.
Cops going to walk over here. What was that?
Yeah, what was that in that bag?
Mexican memory cards. Contraband.
Got those from across the border.
Colombian.
Colombian
cards.
SD cards.
SD cards
yeah.
to sell.
Shh, don't tell nobody. I know, right? It's all good.
Somebody could get killed over an SD card.
There's no snuff footage on it or nothing, I promise.
SD
it's good.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Got some secret Hagen sound.
Crazy
footage.
Flash drive. Everybody's
know,
killing
right?
each other over. That's right.
I know, we gotta get. Eb is a busy woman today. This is her league. This is what she's doing. I know she's all over the place, but I probably should have got a roster from her so we know who the hell we're watching. We have a green team and a purple team, though.
I see a red
green
team.
Green
there.
Team might be my team, my Exponent team. I couldn't tell you, though.
Aren't all the logos the same? So, like, how do we know?
Well, the logos are her league, but the different colors for the team. Hub Show is yellow. I think we're playing over there on the elementary court there.
Oh, y'all got a team?
Yeah, she gave us
there
teams,
was
man.
The yellow team
representing
here,
yo.
The game before this one was yellow.
I know. This is how out of the loop I am. But she did invite us to do this, so that's nice of her. Good PR.
Any players come over to interview?
We've had guys come over ask if we're a radio station and they can get on the radio and rap.
He put in.
Well, we weren't recording yet.
Okay.
I said, come on over later.
He put in a song request.
Yeah, he wanted to hear. He wanted to hear Pop Smoke.
Cute.
Pop Smoke.
What are you gonna Pop Smoke, Money Stacks? We played a little bit of it. You know.
Man.
Yes. No. Good. Pop Smoke. You
what
know them?
That? I don't know.
Are you done with that?
I don't know.
Me
and Money Stacks had this conversation.
I don't know.
Friday about who is what.
I don't listen.
All I know is that I'm saying. Old Town Road just isn't doing it for me, man. But
or
hey, it's doing it for 2 million other people, so I'll shut up.
I might remix that.
You're gonna remix.
They got 200 and something
Road.
Million
the
views.
Mix.
Yeah, right. That's what
I'm
it means.
Call it H Town Road.
H Town Road.
Old City
right.
Road. Old City Street.
H Town Road. You gotta get Eb to talk on the mic.
I know. We gotta get Eb over here. She's busy.
I haven't even seen her.
She's over there walking. She's just back and forth between
one,
the courts.
1-2-1-2.
The mic works.
Working.
Yeah. Female back on the court. Here we go.
Uh-oh,
she's representing.
More time.
That's it. diversity. You know what I'm saying? At least the ref's white. Balances stuff out. All right. This is the Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League hosted by Eb Williams. This is her thing.
Shout out to Eb.
She took over this. This court went downhill. This part went downhill for a few years there. She's come to pump some new life into it and bring it back to what she says it used to be. It used to be Sunday fun day in the park, and they used to hang out. And then it went to Shitsville, and then she's trying to change all that. So there you go.
Somebody's got to revitalize sometimes.
I tell you. Crazy, crazy.
This is a pretty nice park, though.
It is nice. That nice tennis court, too.
They got a nice tennis court. That's a pretty nice court right there.
Let's show everybody on Facebook land. Yeah.
Tennis courts. A beautiful gazebo over there.
The other courts over there.
These courts are pretty decent, too.
Yeah, no cracks.
No cracks, nothing, yeah.
And she has even gone to, she got money from the city to fix these courts, so she's not done yet, man.
Okay.
She's putting them new.
Reline them.
Exponent, baby. She's getting new backboards. She's getting the courts repainted and redone. All kinds of good stuff, man.
Did I just hear Exponent plug?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I thought I was.
That's who provided all the backdrops and shit, dude. Who else? You know? Anyway.
I want that kid's shoes.
You want his shoes?
They're colorful, right?
Yeah, man.
They look like they make you jump.
That's right. They look like they give you, like,
extra five feet in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was about to say that, Richie. Remember back in the 90s, the Reebok pumps? Look at that. Nice shot from the outside, man.
Number one. I wish we had names.
Yeah, I think they did.
I know, but I couldn't keep up with that.
Next week, we got to have names.
Names for the,
I'll say the
you're
names.
You're going to color commentate the basketball game?
No, I'm professional.
I'll shout him out.
I'll give him a number. He's number seven. Number seven with the ball. Shoots over to number five. And then zero. He's
zero.
Number zero.
Zero. Number zero.
Oh, wait, that's number five. Who was the other? Oh, he was six. Six got. And no. Whistle blew. There we go. Folks, if you want an NBA commentary, you came to the wrong place. But hey, we'll get better as we go. Kind of like the roller derby thing.
They can see the live feed.
Yeah. No point in having the camera on us. You need to see what's going on in this park over here.
That kid's. Here we go. The whole thing is going
to
go.
I know, right? Number one. He's number one. He's not you.
Number one is Nutso.
Definitely.
Good try.
So, Money Stacks, he's going to come back on the Hub Show soon and do a Money Stacks music review. You got that to look forward to here in season three I keep promoting.
I'm at the disadvantage here because Jay knows what you're all about. So tell me what you're all about.
I'm a hip-hop rapper.
There you go.
Musician, producer,
yep.
et cetera.
Okay. Where do you draw your inspiration from life? You sing about life?
The pain from the game.
Yeah.
Okay. We can find you on Facebook.
Hey, Money Stacks is out there.
You can
find me everywhere.
You got a SoundCloud?
Anywhere. Yeah, you look, I'm there.
He's on Spotify.
And
he has his own podcast, too.
Anywhere you look, I'm there. I'm moving.
Like the wind.
Money Stacks Media.
There you go. Money Stacks Media.
Is that Stacks with an X?
S. No.
With an X.
CKS, yeah.
The right way.
The correct way.
The correct spellings.
Or do you use a dollar sign?
No dollar sign.
Do you use multiple dollar signs?
I did in my head. In my mind, I used multiple dollar signs.
Let me ask you, we got different generations here. Is using an X, is that kind of played out? Kind of like using Z's at the end of your words and all that?
That's still a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just only now. We got a ball coming over. What's the referee's name?
There is a potato chip that is called Stacks, right? It's like Lay's version of Pringles. They're called Stacks.
Yeah.
With an X, so you.
I'm just
can't
saying.
Use that cause that's,
yeah,
it's like,
copyrighted.
You know, the connotation,
yeah.
Like,
unless there's no space
kind of
between money and
chip,
Stacks.
Like
there's Stacks Records back
snack?
In the day.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't want to be snack.
Not.
Well,
not,
yeah, back that one up.
Yeah, I don't want to be a snack.
There you go. Money Snacks.
Money Snacks.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No. All right. Well, Wheaton Park, basketball time. And I suggested to Eb, you know, when this league is over, which is like in September, you know, hockey. Break out the sticks.
Yeah, street hockey.
Street
That's
hockey
stuff,
with some rollerblades, man.
That's right.
I don't know if she's down
I
with
like
that.
I like the resurgence of rollerblading.
Everybody noticing that I'm on the mic now. Look, they all pointing.
I know
at
they're
me.
Pointing at you. Like, look what he's doing.
They're like,
they're giving you shit.
Yeah.
For what?
So that.
That's funny because they're on camera pointing at you.
Right. Wait till I tell them. I'm going to say, y'all, when I get over there, I'm going to say, y'all all on tape.
That guy wearing the swim trunks?
Yeah.
Look, all tie dye? He just came from the pool? Okay.
He just came from Miami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. There you go. Look at number three. Here's the female on the court. Give her the ball.
Hey, I want her to get the ball every
chance. I want her to break the backboard.
Uh-oh.
Look at this guy. Oh.
He looked like he be practicing.
I know, right?
He looked like he practiced.
I know, right? See if she throws some elbows, you know, get in there.
Sleeps and breathes basketball.
Who does?
That's clear.
Think so? Oh, she got it. There she goes. She pushed her way through.
Oh,
man. Number three. We got to get some names, don't we? It might help, right?
Yeah, I get one or two names.
I should probably get a roster. We can come back. We can come back and sound like we know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I get at least the starting five names.
Something, right. I'm going
to
walk.
At least five, that's
maybe we'll take a break. I'll walk over and get some paperwork.
We
find out who we're watching.
Wasp as a guest.
One thing I can say, though,
yeah?
With the humidity out here, people are out here. Like,
they're out here. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, all right, let's go. I'm over this.
But that's the way it should be. Like, I was talking earlier about how, like, not very often anymore do you see people, like, in the park playing basketball, like, You used to always be able to, like, any school that you drove past, like,
right.
the playground was full at the end of the day, like, off, you know.
Well, listen,
I asked
my son the other day, I said, you going outside?
Yeah.
He said, for what? I said, you know, you know, do some things, play some baseball, break
something.
A window, whatever.
Right.
Break a window.
You know, just, I said, get into something.
General mischief.
No,
so
not today.
He said, that's what Xbox is for.
Oh, no.
I just walked out the room like, hey, okay. I guess this conversation is over.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's what my son's doing right now.
We're not on the same wavelength, so.
No.
Oh, last summer was all Fortnite. Kids did not go
it's
out.
Like,
the streets were empty. There was tumbleweed.
Like, how grounded are these kids going to be, though? Like, you know, getting outside is so important. For
maybe
them.
It might
your
not be an outside,
general...
though, when they get big. So
yeah.
They may know
everybody's
going to
be
know.
Living their life in VR, man. Like, virtual reality avatars, you know.
When I was 8, you couldn't keep me in the house.
Right? When I was 13, you couldn't keep me in the house.
I'm wondering if I did.
But I didn't have an Xbox.
I can't really see.
Charmy, you broke your finger podcasting?
Wow.
That's hardcore.
I was folding up.
Yeah,
I was moving the chair, and my finger got caught right here.
I mean, I don't want you to get hurt and injured, but if you do, make sure it's on the Hub Show.
Yeah, not on venue media.
It was,
time.
I mean, it was when we were first
you made your
starting.
Tattoo
That's
crooked.
Why I was quiet at first, because I was in
pain. But you hit it pretty well, Rambo. That was good.
That's right.
That's right. Hardcore. Change your name to Charmbo.
A freakish... tolerance for pain.
All right, listen. I'm going to get a roster and find out who's who and what's what.
I feel like that's...
So we can do that before the game's over. Then we got to talk to some of these players, man. So Hub Show, we'll be right back. Stick around. What's up, Charming? What's up?
Is this
I was
the
just
going to
ask Money Stacks. Yeah.
Are you in the wrong show, Money Stacks?
I'm just wondering.
This is the
You're
Hub
the
Show.
Wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like the Ruth Ann auction. I didn't know.
Money Stacks.
Yeah. Yeah, Williams show.
Are you from around here? Did you play ball in this park when you were younger?
Nah, I was born and raised in New York City.
Okay.
Right. You came to this area when you were an adult,
what,
right?
Is that some stuff that, like, but you and your friends did that when you were growing up, though? Like, you guys went to the park and played ball,
definitely.
Right?
The park was our Xbox.
There you go.
We didn't have Xbox.
Yeah.
We had Atari, but it did not keep us indoors like this.
Nintendo?
The games we played was like, who could... run in and jump over the fence and get up to the hill fastest and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Like you said, break
your
a window.
Own, like,
good times.
Gladiator challenges.
Like, people don't know this is a baseball field. Nobody,
ever
seen nobody play baseball.
I know.
You ever came through the street?
I have not.
Ever heard anybody playing baseball?
What about kickball? I mean,
kickball.
Why are people playing kickball?
Same
that
thing.
Is a fun
oh,
game.
That's what we need, Charming.
Be a kickball
we can have
league.
The kickball league.
We need to start an
roller
adult
hockey
kickball.
And dodgeball. And there's a net over here to break up the
totally.
Court.
Or you could at least add it to next year's
roster of things to do?
Yeah, like,
the Ruth Ann.
Every kid
Ruth
doesn't
Ann,
play basketball.
The Ruth Ann Dodgeball League.
Dodgeball League.
No holes barred.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, we are back. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Charming Grisetta, Wheaton Park. The Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League is in effect. We got Smithsburg as the orange team on the court.
The Smithsburg?
Smithsburg is out here.
Smithsburg,
yeah, representing.
What?
Smithsburg is in the town. I don't know. Smithsburg Orange.
Right.
Smithsburg.
No, I just thought that like
nuclear.
They were like business names or something like that.
I'm not sure who sponsors them. We haven't got the roster yet. They can't spare one, so we're going to have to wing it here.
All right.
We'll be better prepared next time. So Money Stacks is on with us. Big Jerz is floating around.
Yep.
Ever present. Avery Carey. Shout out to you, Avery. He's here floating around the court. He's got his own training camp he does here in the summertime.
Or
other time. All year long, actually.
Mr. Tim Snyder.
Tim Snyder's a referee.
He's a ref. He works at the Art Gastro Pub. And he just finished up with his training teaching certificates. And
teaching what?
Elementary school teacher.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
And we had the sounds of DJ Will in the background.
Right.
I was
He's
holding down
the
fort there for a minute with one speaker and Spotify,
the
90s, but here
early
we are.
2000 jams.
Yes, playing the good stuff.
Pretty nice.
Thank God.
We heard some Reasonable Doubt
we
earlier.
We did Jay-Z earlier, Method Man, Mary J.
That's right. We got some Ashanti right now.
Yep.
Haven't heard
I remember
this in a
her.
While.
No kidding, man. Wow. She had a good voice, though.
Yeah.
I did like Ashanti.
She's cute.
Yeah. Definitely.
She's on that Murder, Inc.
Bringing me back.
Label.
Taking me back.
That's right.
Good times. To the magic days. But anyway. Here we are. Oh, no. Richie wants to. No. No pictures, Charmer?
No.
No pictures
okay.
on this? Yeah, we're good? Look at us, man.
Is it terrible?
Shout out to everybody at Williams. I know we got like, there's like 3 yards between us here. It's all,
right.
It is what it is, right?
That's right. There's no camaraderie.
None whatsoever. You stay on your side, I'll stay on
That's
mine.
That's right.
Keep your distance
That's
there,
right.
Charming. Charming, who may have broke her finger folding up one of these chairs.
It's painful.
But she's still potting. She's still podcasting. That's hardcore.
That's right.
Love it.
It's a little swollen.
Trying to get Ed Williams' attention. Perfect. I got to admit, it's a little hard, though.
She's a busy woman.
She's a busy chick. She's from one place to another, man. Yeah.
Got her heart in it, you know?
She does. This is her thing.
Wonderful.
Can't say it's not successful. She's got the bleachers full of people watching their teams, the kids playing, the brothers and sisters are playing, whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
She's got the vendors out here, the food trucks.
A lot of people out here today.
Definitely.
It's really cool.
Yep.
This is good to see, though.
It is. Needs more of this. She's bringing
it. It feels good to be here, too. Like,
this just started. This is like her third. Last week was raining. They had to bring it indoors. But this is her third event with this whole Ruth Ann Monroe Summer Basketball League.
Right.
Yeah. But, hey, we got other business to talk about at the Hub Show. You know, we got basketball going on. We're talking about
in my face.
We got gnats. We got hornets, wasps, mosquitoes. You know, summertime fun, right?
That's right.
It comes with the territory.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
Mr. Canfield couldn't make it today.
No, he's out playing with his wood, but, you know, it's what he does for a living.
All right.
But,
Gotta make money.
Gotta make the money, yep. I tell you, though. I don't know. So when she's done with this basketball league, which ends in September, early September, the court's still here. As we suggested, I'm thinking maybe some roller hockey, man. Break out the sticks and the roller blades.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We talked about other parts of this park behind us. The Money Stacks pointed out there's a baseball field. So we need some kickball.
The only thing about that, though, that's kind of concerning is, like, you know.
Which part?
Those kids got to get equipment. And, like,
that's
skates
true.
Aren't cheap. You know,
skates aren't cheap.
They're like,
nah,
like
$100
a pop. You
Plus
know?
They got to get the sticks and all that.
Yeah, they got to get the.
Still, man. What else
like
you going to do with
good,
the park?
Like, a good hockey stick is, like, $100.
A good one, you know? Yeah. But, you know.
Maybe they could get some, like, donations from, like, some elementary schools that aren't using their stuff anymore. Or
yeah. Does elementary schools around here play hockey? I don't know.
They
skate?
Do. You play hockey. And,
skate?
You play street hockey. Street hockey? You don't skate, but you do it on your feet. But,
I got you. They got the sticks and all that.
We definitely played.
Hub show. That's our suggestion. Keep the route then.
We played field hockey, too.
Keep the Wheaton Park thing going, man, once basketball's over, you know?
Yeah, because you don't want it to...
To die down.
Die down, yeah.
What's snow and ice, you know? Keep it going.
Yeah, but you can definitely, you know, do some stuff in the fall, for sure.
That'd be cool, right?
Although, if it's anything like it was last year, it started to get cold in September last year, so...
It did. But still, I don't know. I like that kind of weather, personally, when you had to wear a thin jacket.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the fall. Hub Show. Jay Hyde's Charmin Grisette. And we are...
about to say Chris Canfield.
I almost said I'm so used to it.
No.
Charmin, Chris, and
He's
Jay.
He's here in spirit.
He is in spirit.
Right.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? The basketball action's good, though. These kids are good. Good players, man.
Yeah.
Some tall kids out there, man. I think next time we're out here, though, we're going to have some names. Yeah, they do. Or something. Must be the milk. Something going
it's
on.
All the growth hormones.
That's what I'm telling you, man. Shit's pumped. Anyway.
What?
Richie's showing off his photography skills. Yeah?
He's taking awful pictures of me. It's
oh.
Okay.
Well, they're you know, not that's all what bad, he does.
You know.
Look at us, man. That's right.
Yeah.
Can't show off my raccoon eyes. I got sunglasses on. Ha ha. Damn right.
Put my glasses back on. For
really?
Anonymity.
Yeah. Who's that? I can't tell. Is that Charmin?
Nobody knows who I am.
No.
Okay.
Especially when the glasses go on.
I'm just the intern.
Yeah, the intern from the Hub Show TV show.
Right.
Well, we are about to shake things up with that show as well. Things are getting shaken up on the Hub Show TV show. Shout out to Antietam Broadband. Tony
Shout
and Jim.
Out to Tony and Jim.
Jim, yep.
And Paul.
Making things happen here in Hagerstown, Washington County, Maryland.
Washington County, Maryland.
The DJ's jamming, man. I'm digging
them. Stuff happen, you know?
I heard last time the DJ was a bit of a train wreck, you know, with the beats and all that, so.
Huh.
She got the right guy out. He sounds good, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, you know, the kids that are playing probably don't know any of this music.
But that doesn't matter.
But it's enjoyable
I know it,
for
and that's what
us.
Counts.
Yeah,
right,
that's
thank
right.
you. You know.
I'm always shocked and surprised at like, even somebody who's, like, 21 who doesn't know who certain people are.
It is amazing. But what are you going to do? You know. I don't know with hip-hop. I mean, I don't understand how... I know, like, when we talk about rock and roll, you know, people can go, oh, the oldies, you know, going back to, like, Elvis and that era and all that, Chuck
right.
Berry and all that stuff. But when you talk about the hip-hop from even 20, 25 years ago to the young kids, those are the oldies now, huh?
It's amazing. Yeah,
I mean, I'm 45,
crazy.
And it's crazy to think like that, but it's like, what?
Yeah.
It still sounds better than today's shit, though. I'm saying it. Putting it out there.
I think it's weird. Like, I started to get weirded out when they started putting Nirvana on classic rock stations. And
oh
I was like,
God.
What?
Girl, I'm older than you.
Like,
I heard,
that
when
is
I heard,
bizarre.
When I was listening to K-Earth 101 in Los Angeles in the 90s and they started playing The Police and groups like that, I just wanted to drive off the damn. Well, no, not them. You know, The Police. You know, Sting.
I thought you said KRS-One.
No. K-Earth 101 is the oldie station in Los Angeles.
I thought you said K-Earth 101.
In like 1997, they were playing The Police.
I love The Police.
All right. And they were playing that shit from the 80s. I'm like, what? Almost drove off the road listening to that crap, man.
Are you done?
He's in love with the camera. Richie's a... is there a word for people who take pictures all the time?
Yeah, I think there is.
Yeah?
Shutterbug.
He's a shutterbug? There you go. Richie's a shutterbug.
Shutterbug.
Look at that. Oh, man. That's what sucks in basketball. You make this tremendous effort, do a nice layup or a dunk, and it doesn't go in. You know what I mean?
Blocked.
You get blocked. All the effort. But that's the name of the game, right? This kid. Look at him. Nope. Still. Another one. This guy's a hustling, dude. It's still at least, what, 85 degrees out here?
That guy just drives through.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I did see that it was, like, going to be
92
today.
When we first turned the mics on earlier, so it is what it is. Can't say it enough. Shout out to Ed Williams for putting this thing on.
Yeah. I like like to see stuff well organized. Like this. I like to see like the community.
Yep. People talk about that all the time around here. The community, the community, the community. Here you are. Yep.
Here it is.
The hub show's in the house.
What's that? What's that stand over there? What is that booth for?
Which one?
One over right there? Beside the.
Oh, he's talking about everyone deserves to know about Islam.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
we're doing here now.
Okay.
Right. So there's that. If you want to learn about it.
I know how to read. I can pick up a book.
There you go. Yeah, I know you. I got Wikipedia.
That's right.
I just Google that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Charmin, we were talking earlier about you getting ready for the roller derby. And yeah. our girl, Fighty Aphrodite, is going to get you out and start training.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am, too. We're excited for you. Doing all the hard heavy lifting with the roller derby at it. I thought we had a rough podcasting from the place. You're actually dipping your foot in the pool and going all
in. You know
in.
What? It's something that I've always wanted
Shout
to
out
do.
To you. Hat
and,
off.
Like, you know, it's now or never kind of thing. Like,
yeah, but before you came doing the podcast with the hub show at the Skate Palace, were you thinking about it?
Yeah, see, when I lived in Pensacola, there's actually
two leagues.
There are two leagues down there, or there's two teams. The Emerald Coast.
Yeah.
Something, and then there's a Pensacola
team. Oh, we got, time out. We got someone behind you who wants to talk. What's going on,
what's
buddy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Yeah, talking to the mic, dude.
Jack Herrion.
Yo, what's up? What you doing?
What is your name?
Jack Herrion.
Jack Herrion?
That's a cool name.
Yeah, right, man.
Do you play basketball?
No, he's got his friends laughing at him. You play over there? What team did you play on?
Burgundy.
You were Burgundy? Did you just get done playing?
No, we play at 7.
Oh, you play at 7? So you ready for it? Yeah? All right.
You excited?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We got to come back and talk to us when your game's over, no matter what. I don't care if you win or lose. You got to come back and talk to us. Is the deal?
As long as it's okay with your parents.
Yeah. Well, you can bring them, too. The more, the merrier.
You're here by yourself?
Oh.
Well, I'm glad that you came out.
They just dropped you off and said, go play? Or you walk over here? You live around here? Oh, that's a... I gotcha.
Okay.
There you go.
Well,
see?
It's good to see you
Community,
here.
Man. That's
cool,
what we're talking
man.
About.
Yeah.
I drove here. I don't live around
Good
here.
Good for you.
It is what it is. Yeah. But you know. So anyway, roller derby. So, you know, you're getting ready to look into some gear,
oh,
right?
So anyways,
skates
I was
and
saying,
pads
though,
and all that
okay,
shit.
There's two teams in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And I actually, so I met them at a con. They do like a con down there. It's like a paracon.
Okay.
And they just had a booth there. And so I actually talked to them.
What's a paracon?
Paranormal stuff.
Paranormal.
But they had, like,
okay.
you know, it was more than that. There was, like, all, you know, different, like, random actors and, like, yeah. you know, makeup artists and stuff like that.
I gotcha. And they were there.
It was, yeah, they were there. They had a booth, you know. Trying to recruit. Anyway, so I had talked to them about it. And but, anyways, I had to have surgery on my knee. So that kind of took me out of commission for, like, a year.
What'd
and
you
then
do
it just
kind
of went to the wayside.
What happened?
I had, it's like, it was a resurgence of of a thing that I had surgery on it when I was 4.
Oh. Just keeps showing up.
And then it, I mean, there were some things that, like, contributed to it. Like,
gotcha.
I got ran over by a car on my 25th birthday, and it ran over my leg.
Jesus, did you hear that, folks?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a whole other podcast to us out there, Charming.
Thing.
We learned something new every show about you.
That's right.
Damn, you got ran over by a car?
I did.
Like,
I got,
over you.
I got ran over by a car.
Like, the car went thump, thump, thump over you?
Yep. Got ran over by a car.
Fucking A.
The tire, like, actually... brushed past my face and ripped the skin off the side of my face.
And we were just talking about that movie Death Proof earlier, but we'll leave it alone
right?
now. I don't want to cause any more post-traumatic stress here.
Yeah.
Do you freak out when you see and hear cars?
No.
Nothing like that? All right.
It was a freak accident.
Okay. But still, that's rough.
Yeah.
I saw that happen to my dog, my cockapoo. I just felt so bad. But let alone a, you know, a human.
Yeah, it was so crazy, though, because, like, I had, like, you could
my dog
see,
lived,
like,
by
I
the
had
way.
Visible,
he's good to go.
Visible tread marks on me. And,
right.
like, I did not break anything.
No?
But it did, like...
well, yeah, it did some skin damage, obviously.
I think
obviously.
That it definitely... Yeah, but, I mean, like, I'm lucky. Like, I,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Ran over by a car. What kind of car? You don't mind me asking.
It was an SUV.
No shit. Wasn't
yeah.
like, wasn't like a Volkswagen
it was a Jeep
Bug
Grand
or nothing.
Cherokee.
It wasn't a Civic. It was,
a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Damn.
The
guy stopped, right? He didn't just keep going.
It's a, I don't
a
want
long
to get
story?
Into it. It's a
oh,
long
okay.
story.
Yeah, because the lawyers
it's not
and shit.
Really
we won't
a
talk
fun
about it here.
Story.
That's true. But now I'm intrigued. Sorry. Yeah, we'll move on. So anyway, you're going to the roller derby. All right, and you're gonna you're getting ready to buy some gear.
I'm glad that like I have this push to do it because it's something that I always wanted to do.
Right,
and you know, like I can't make excuses for Everest and not. I have to push myself out of my comfort zones and do things.
This is true.
So that's something that I always try to do, and try to make myself, you know, challenge myself to have new experiences in life, and that's what it's all about.
You hit 35, it's time to put the skates on.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Charm.
I do, like, I don't skate as much as I'd like to.
But you need to start.
But yeah, I do love roller skating. Okay. I'm more of a rollerblader, but I mean, skating in general is just, it's just fun.
Your thing. That's cool. All right, so. The reason why I brought this up after all that, because we talked about you getting gear, you got to get new skates,
right?
You got to get pads and the helmet. That's all on you to get, right? Mm-hmm. As you join the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens, right? So, like, you're going to, you said there's a place nearby, maybe
Frederick, Maryland,
that sells it?
Derby Pro Shop.
Gotcha. Or, of course, like everything else, you can go online.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that because I need to find try the, shit the on right
and this,
shit.
And then this leads me, this is my segue to this. We talked to a couple of female guests in our past co-host Shay. This is a big topic between me, Chris, and her, is how everything is being bought online nowadays. But the thing with, especially women and clothes, I know y'all like to go try on your shit first.
I actually don't.
You don't.
But I will do that with shoes or like shoes? Something like this. Like it's sports equipment. Like you have to have the right. Like, fit.
I don't
or
understand
like
how these brick and mortar clothing stores are clothing shop. Especially the more female-geared ones, because I always thought chicks liked to shop. That's a thing. I mean, going there and touching, feeling, trying the stuff on is a little better than scrolling through the internet.
Most women I know do like to try on their clothes, and I don't like going shop. They ask me to go shopping with them, and I don't want to do it because it just takes forever. Like
that's
I just want to go in and get,
you have
you know.
You have a guy's attitude about it. I get you. But
now,
I mean,
some stores I can waste like a good couple. Like Marshall's, I'll check every single department in there. But that's not the same thing.
Like,
I'm not like spending most of my
time in
the
There's these stores
in
the mall like Charlotte
in the
Russe.
Dressing room.
Charlotte Russe is closing all their stores. I think Forever 21 is starting to close some, which is really surprising to me. Because,
oh, maybe it's because Forever 21 put Weight Watchers
that's
points.
That's not why.
On
this
their,
is before that.
What, is that what it was? Weight Watchers points?
No, no. No, or no, no. They were.
Weight Watchers points on their clothing.
I
don't
want to talk about that. Yeah, but okay. They were sending free Atkins bars.
Oh, is that what it was?
With the plus-sized orders.
That is ridiculous. That is so offensive.
I mean, I understand the message, but you're right. That wasn't very good. Not nice PR on their part. So they're
like, who does that?
That just happened. They're paying the price, you know. And of all places, Forever 21. I'm surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean,
but
most of their stuff...
that's not what I came to talk about.
Most of their stuff runs small anyways.
Right? That's the problem with buying clothes. Like, some company's idea of an XL shirt, you know, fixing a bigger guy than me, then next time I order X or a large, it fits a little waist,
dude, man.
There's
nothing standard about it.
There's nothing standard.
I think it's more difficult for, like, women.
I'm sure.
And women's sizes are pretty out of control.
Us guys, we'll just shrug and go, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll wear it anyway. But, you know, girls, I mean, don't you girls want, chicks want to try on stuff? I understand buying your clothes online so much, especially shoes, though. Why would you want to buy your shoes online without trying them on, make sure they fit you right?
If it's special sneakers, I'll buy them online.
Like special Nikes and stuff like that?
Like Vans, like
Vans,
special editions.
Special editions?
Yeah.
Well, because you wear Vans, you know your shoe size with Vans, right?
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. I get you there. All right. I'm just saying. You know.
No, but I do, I think it's kind of scary. Though, like, you see malls shutting down all the time.
All the time. Well, the stores and inside of them are shutting down. It's like one chain after another is closing.
And the anchors are gone.
Yeah, the anchors
you know?
Are, it's over. And the internet's crushing it.
That's right.
I'm guilty of it. I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon online, you know.
Yeah.
I like Old Navy, but I go to their website before I go into this store, which
it
I know
is
still
awful,
crazy,
but though, like, how mall
it's the convenient
culture
part.
Is just, like,
it is, man.
Ill now.
I don't know. You were, you got... I got 10 years on you. So growing up, in, as you turned 10 in the middle of the 90s, right, you were still going to the mall?
The mid to late 90s,
you were still going to the mall.
All your friends
That's
the
right.
Mall.
Saturdays were in the mall. Friday nights was in the mall.
That's
Sundays
right.
at the mall. The movie theater was at the mall. Everything was at the mall. The food court would be. I take my 13-year-old through the Valley Mall here in Hagerstown on a Saturday, and it's crickets in the court food court. I'm like, I said, Luke, you know, I have no idea. 20 years ago, 30 years ago. On a Saturday afternoon, this place would have been jamming.
You
couldn't find a seat.
ran into your whole class.
You couldn't find a seat in this place 30 years ago.
I know. It's crazy.
And now you go in there and you can, you know, you can hear
the wind. I do think that, like, for a smart move for the Valley Mall, they put Tilt in there, that arcade.
You tried it out finally. I saw your post.
No,
on
I've
Instagram.
Been there.
Yeah? Okay.
My coworkers and I go there sometimes.
Do you? All right.
For, like, team building.
Oh, yeah. The pawn people.
That's right. But yeah, no, I mean, that's a fun place. It's a pretty cool. They got some really cool vintage.
It is cool. It's a poor man's Dave and Buster's, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I was there when they opened it with the Chamber. I was right there taking pictures and stuff, having a good time.
Yeah.
And shout out to Tony James. This guy I'm on Facebook with, I got to get him on the Hub Show. He's funny as hell. I only know him from Facebook. He posts the funniest shit, but he's a pinball addict. I guess he's over there every weekend just going through the quarters, you know?
Really?
So we got to catch up with him over there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we started.
Pinball.
Pinball.
Huh.
Pinball machines. That's right.
Okay.
You can dig it?
Yeah.
All right. Is there any game in the arcade you break for? We'll get your quarters
so
there,
I
Charming.
So I used to work in an arcade a long time ago, and
yeah.
I always loved Time Crisis.
Time Crisis. All right. I gotcha.
That was a great game, but I didn't see it in there.
All right. I grew up in the 80s. I mean, arcade was the arcade.
Yeah.
I remember being 8, 9 years old. I remember when Pac-Man first came out, and that was like... You know?
Yeah.
There was a
Ooh.
Line to play that coming out of the bowling
tables,
alley.
The table
tables, one. Yeah,
those are cool.
Those are awesome. We're trying to land one of those for the Nook Coffee Shop here in Hagerstown.
Do they have one at the arcade? Like,
at the Game Room Garage.
Yeah,
I was just over there yesterday. They don't have the tabletop cabinet. They have the regular cabinet. They have one, though. But I thought for a coffee shop, you got to sit down and play it. You can't stand up. You know? I mean, where are you going to put your coffee? They do have a Donkey Kong one, though.
I wonder.
What are you going to do?
Check Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, here she goes.
Right.
Has anyone pawned a Pac-Man machine since you've been on duty over there? A famous pawn? Yeah? All right.
No, but somebody did sell a slot machine.
Really? Like a digital one or one with the arm?
It's a newer slot machine, and it is in my living room.
You bought it? What'd you pay for it?
You don't
want to know?
Oh, I'm just not telling you.
That's my wife. We go to the casino, man. I call it the jungle. I play blackjack, but I can't find her the rest of the night. She's out there in slot land.
She's on the slots.
She's on the slots, giving those things last rites before she hits the button.
Like a big slot person. I just thought it would be something fun to have in my house.
Oh, no. She's my wife.
I did hit the jackpot on a nickel machine once in Charlestown.
Charlestown is what I'm talking about. We've been to lots of casinos, Vegas and out in California, but we go to Charlestown over here. And that's it. I don't see her for the next 5 hours, if I'm lucky. You know, thank God for texting and phones, because I wouldn't find her.
Right?
There's actually a casino out in California called the Chumash Casino. It's in the Santa Barbara area, but further away from the coast, right? Indian reservation thing?
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, when we were there back in the mid-2000s.
One in Rockville for $750.
That's the tabletop one for Pac-Man?
Yep.
$750? All right, can you bookmark that? Send me the link. We are seriously trying to get one for the Nook. Shout out to you, Josh and Courtney Richer over there. But listen, so I was saying, what was I saying?
There's a couple on here, but that's the cheapest one.
So we go to the Chumash Casino, right?
Yeah.
And they had a thing with Sprint. Like if you had a Sprint phone, you know, your cell service, then you got cell service in the building. If you didn't, you were screwed.
Oh,
we don't have it. We have AT&T, right?
Yeah.
So you know what it's like to try to find a Filipino woman in a casino in California?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Black hair. You know? Nope, that's not her. I mean, I did laps around that building. Couldn't call her. She wasn't paying attention to the phone.
Aw.
Yeah, so eventually I caught up with her, though. You know? What are you going to do? Casinos, baby.
That's right.
How about, you go to the casino, you play the slots? What do you play? What do you,
I mean, I used to play poker.
All right, did you?
I hold 'em.
Yeah? Are you good?
I used to be pretty decent. I used to play a lot of tournaments.
I think the Hub Show wants to start something in Hagerstown.
I didn't play my tournaments at, the casinos.
Right.
Although I have. I've played a few at casinos.
Yeah.
But mostly I play, like, you know, cash live.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot of tournaments at they used to have them at like fire halls and so many things back in the day, and I won on a decent regular basis.
Cool.
So
I think the Hub Show should start something around here.
I mean, I've been wanting to start a home game for a
That's
while,
what I'm talking
but
about.
I mean, you're technically not allowed to do that.
Well, you didn't hear it here. Anyway.
That's right.
Moving
I
on.
I want to edit
hey,
that out.
Hey, Tribe Called Quest, folks.
That's right.
Electric Relaxation. Fife. I know what's up.
Fife is on the mic.
Q-Tip. There we go. That's the good shit.
R.I.P. Fife Dog.
Yes. R.I.P. MCA. R.I.P. Heavy D. R.I.P. The Guru. Those are the artists that made me sad when they passed away.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sad. I'm sad when David Bowie passed away. I'm sad when George Michael passed away. I was sad when Michael Jackson passed away. I was sad about Prince. I was sad. I grew up with all these guys' music. But I'm telling you, I was so deep into hip-hop 30 years ago that when I think Heavy D was the first one to go. Him or the Guru from Gangstar. I had a heavy heart those days, man. But then when MCA passed away, that broke my heart. I had to leave the room for a minute. I didn't cry, but I had to take a breather.
Yeah.
Shout
it's a
out.
Bummer, that's like
and then
the
Fife
of...
Dog died. I mean, when Jam Master really Jay
sad
died,
about
that was
Fife
sad.
Fife Dog is that he died because of his diabetes, and he always sang about his, like, you know, he'd always
he'd
insert
you know.
His
yeah.
diabetes into his rhymes. And
there
like,
you go. Grand Poobah, baby. I know my
sad
shit.
It's sad that, you know, that's what took him out.
This DJ's awesome. DJ Will. Yeah. DJ Will is here in Wheaton Park stuff. Playing the old school jams. I like this guy.
Yeah,
I like DJ Will. This is my alley here. He knows what's up. Ab, you did a good one with this guy. No train wrecks. He knows how to mix his shit. Anywho, we got to get Ab over here eventually just to say hi and bye. That's probably all she can do.
We should get the officer.
The cop?
The cap.
The 5-0?
Yeah.
To do what?
To talk about, you know.
How things are going?
How things are going.
Get him over
here.
But he's on duty. He might not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get one of these referees to come sit and talk to us.
I know. I was trying to get Tim.
Well, Tim, yeah. But that was before the mics were on. You know.
I know. I was trying to get him. She said
yes.
He might.
That shit right here. The Grand Poobah. Brand Nubian. I couldn't even tell you what the score is. Because the scoreboard is on our side. I can't see it. Maybe next time we set up, we got to be next to the food people over there so we can see the scoreboard. That probably might help us with our game a little better here, Charmy. What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, right? That's all right. We're talking about malls and casinos, so it's on that table there that's kind of parallel with us.
I got
so
you.
I think next time we need to be a little better situated, right?
Right.
But you learn, right? This is our first time out here, Wheaton Park. And for everybody else listening to this around the country, around the world, this is how you do it. You should bring the community together.
Thoroughly enjoying it.
This is great.
People got their little dogs, too.
Everyone's out here. Hagerstown, where you at? Because I see a lot of people here. Shout out.
Some Mace.
Yeah.
This was like
Mace
middle
was,
school for me.
Yep. This is Puff Daddy.
This is what we listened to at, like, you know, the middle school dances
I was
and
wrapping
middle school
up
parties.
My, wrapping up my enlistment in the Army, man.
It's crazy.
Crazy, man. But we jammed all this stuff. We had a good time with it. There we go. So you're going to start your training soon with Fighty Aphrodite. She's going to get you going, get you in the mix.
I was just talking to her.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll be there. You'll be there at Battle of the Freshies next February.
Should be interesting.
It's a long ways away, but then it's not a long ways away.
No,
we
man,
will
time
be,
flies.
Time flies. We got less than 2 months. We will be in Harrisburg for the 4-State Harrisburg Comic PopCon Convention. It's a long one. But, yeah, we will be there with Jake the Snake Roberts.
21st and 22nd, right?
Of September. We will be up there. We are on cosplay row with all the...
That's awesome, though.
All the cosplayers, man. The Hub Show will be in the house, coming live from there as well.
Exciting.
Oh, the outside shot. That was a three-pointer right there. That's what I used to be good at. I had my time.
I had my time.
It's not over yet. Yeah.
Why don't you play in the senior league?
Fuck you.
No, I was making the joke because, like,
I know I'm joking with you.
Tiffany talked about it, how she was like,
that's
I'm
true.
In the senior league.
And I know.
It's,
she's
like, going to
turn 40 this year. She thinks she's senior. Anyway,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Shots fired. Anyway.
I mean, I'd be in the senior league if I played.
You think at 35? Will we be in the adult league? That's
no,
for sure.
Isn't that the age group is like...
Out here? I don't think there's a senior league or an adult group. This is all like high school and...
I'm not talking about playing this, right this now. Court? I'm okay. talking about what Eb was talking about. On the show, she was talking about how she has, and that's what Tiffany's a part of.
True.
You know, and it's they call it the senior league, and it's like ages like, I don't know, like I think 25 and up or something crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that now. It's all coming back.
Some of us pay attention.
Some of us do. Some of us forget. Must be my age.
You got a lot going on.
I do. I'm juggling a lot of balls right now.
I don't know how you do it, man. Well, you don't have.
I don't really
you
don't
do
have
it. A regular 9-to-5. I mean, not that I do, but I mean, I feel like, you know, like one, I have more pressure, one day though. Of work for me, like, completely like nullifies any other.
I gotta be honest, man. When the cameras stop rolling when we do the TV show, I feel mentally drained.
Yeah.
Even though it's fun, I still feel like I don't want to do anything else right now.
It's taxing, yeah.
So, you know, when people come up to us talking about sponsorships and advertising right as the cameras get shut off, it's like, not now. That can wait, pal. Email me.
Yeah.
Give me a call, you know? Yeah, lots going on. The Hub Show is about to kick off what we call Season 3 in September. A lot of restructuring. A lot of great guests coming on.
Jarvis, pretty exciting.
Jarvis will be back. Master of all.
We're hoping to squash the beef between the intern and Chris.
Jarvis of all, master of none. Yeah, Chris and the intern need to chill that shit out.
We're going to calm it down a little bit.
Ken Buckler will be back on the Hub Show podcast with the paranormal and the UFOs.
Ken Buckler about time he's talked
about
report.
That crap. Yeah, from the
not
Hagerstown
satire.
Report. No, that hashtag not satire. Get it right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
And, of course, Charmin will be with us.
Which they just posted an event.
Yes, they did.
Which was
Dumping tea
in Antietam.
Protesting
Creek
property
to protest
tax.
The property taxes.
Yes, I'm down with that.
I'm marked interested.
Sounds like a Hub Show event. Because we go where nobody else would go, obviously. You see any of the press out here? I don't.
Nope.
I've been here all day, literally.
I don't see anybody.
No? Anywho. Hub Show for this episode. Didn't want to wrap it up, but we will definitely have our shit together next time with the games and the roster.
I mean,
We'll try. It's been fun, though.
We're usually, you know, very.
But you're more than welcome to come out here on the.
When
we do this again.
I encourage everyone.
Wheaton Park.
You know,
Hagerstown.
Get out.
There's a lot of people out here, folks.
Watch some young folks play some ball.
There are a lot of people out here. This place is jamming. The DJ's jamming.
Good stuff.
Kids are playing. So Jay Heiss, Charmin Grisetta, and the silent one, Richie Jones, over there.
Right.
Hub Show. I'll go out the right way. And, we'll do this right for the podcast. Episode 99.2, 3 or 4. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
I think it was just 0.3.
Hub Show. Right. We're out.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Been listening to the Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heiss.